One car emits 4 tons, and actually 700 and change million cars today emit 2.8 billion tons of CO2. That's in the additive, about 25% of our problem. Cars and trucks add up to about 25% of the world's CO2 emissions. We have to come and attack this problem with a focus, with an effort that actually says we're going to go to zero before the world ends. I actually shared that with some legislators here in the U.S. I shared it with a gentleman called Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's one of my idols. And I told him one of the reasons that his uncle was remembered is because he said, we're going to send a man to the moon, and we'll do it by the end of the decade. We didn't say we're going to send a man 20% to the moon, and there'll be about 20% chance we'll recover him. He actually shared with me another story, which is from about 200 years ago. 200 years ago, in Parliament, in Great Britain, there was a long argument over economy versus morality. 25%, just like 25% emissions today comes from cars, 25% of their energy for the entire industrial world in the UK came from a source of energy that was immoral, human slaves. And there was an argument, should we stop using slaves, and what would it do to our economy? And people said, well, we need to take time to do it. Let's not do it immediately. Maybe we free the kids and keep the slaves. And after a month of arguments, they decided to stop slavery, and the Industrial Revolution started within less than 1 year. And the UK had 100 years of economic growth. We have to make the right moral decision, and we have to make it immediately. We need to have presidential leadership, just like we had in Israel, that said we will end oil, and we need to do it not within 20 years or 50 years, but within this presidential term. Because if we don't, we will lose our economy right after we lost our morality. Thank you all very much.